You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Braves reporter, Mark Bowman. First podcast of 2017. Mark, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
So let's start right there, Mark. I want a New Year's resolution for these Atlanta Braves. Obviously, they're a team that looks to be on the rise. So what's something that the Braves need to commit to in 2017 if they're going to continue to get better and succeed?
Well, let's see here. You know, they at least ended 2016 in a positive manner. They were heading the right way. So it might have been much easier to make a strong resolution back when they were struggling so much there throughout most of last year. I think the resolution has to be stick with the plan, though. I mean, it is. They've done the right thing in terms of putting a better product on the field for the first year here at SunTrust Park by adding some of these veteran starters with Dickey, Colon, and Garcia. But at the same time, I think that they can't lose sight of everything that they've tried to do here over the last few years. And by that, I'm saying do not block these young pitchers. Make sure that they, if it comes a point in time where they need to flip Garcia or Colon or Dickey at some point just to make room for Aaron Blair, Matt Whistler, Patrick Weigel, Max Fried, Sean Newcomb, one of these guys, if they're knocking on the door and there's nothing more for them to prove there at the minor league level, get them up here, allow them to deal with their growing pains just so that you don't go into 2018 saying, okay, well, these guys are going to go through some growing pains here, because it's inevitable. It will happen. I think it's just when it's time to get these guys up here, don't lose sight of the big picture of trying to build for sustained success beyond this year. While you want to be successful this year, you want to compete for a 500 record, don't lose sight of all of a sudden these guys are on one-year deals, the veterans. They're gone next year, and then you go through the growing pains again next year when – in some other areas you are better prepared to win, from an offensive perspective, or maybe your bullpen's better rounded at that point in time. Just don't lose sight of the big picture is my resolution.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense for this team and the position they're in right now. All right, we got a little over a month, basically, maybe 6 weeks until pitchers and catchers report down to Florida, Mark. So between now and then, not a lot of time left as far as the offseason goes. How about a bold prediction? What could the Braves do between now and the start of spring training that would really surprise people?
I think that the one thing that may pop up here in the next couple weeks with Matt Wieter still being available, and the Braves obviously could use some improvement there at catcher. I think you will hear some scuttlebutt about Wieters, but at the same time, I think that if we're going to really make a bold prediction, Wieters is not going to come here for what the Braves are willing to offer, which is basically a one-year bargain basement deal at this point in time. So if we want to make a bold prediction, let's go right back to where we've been back in November and early part of December and look at Chris Archer. And, the likelihood of this happening before the start of the season, might not be great, but at the same time, let's go ahead and say the Braves get to camp and they say, hey, look, we really like our offense. We like the way the bullpen's shaping up. If we just get this one more piece, this is going to make all the difference. So at some point, they convince the they're not going to have to convince the Rays, because the Rays have all the leverage here. But they convince themselves that hey, look, it's worth giving up a few of our top prospects to go get Chris Archer, get that attractive contract, that team-friendly contract, for lack of a better word, and get this guy in here to be the, whether he's a legit ace or not, we'll see. But at the same time, if you pair him and Julio Teheran and then some of these other guys that I mentioned earlier with Patrick Weigel and Sean Newcomb, Max Fried, some of these guys that are legit number one, and some of those are still a couple years away when we look at the Colby Allards, and the next wave coming after that, you start pairing them together, there might be that attraction. The attraction might be significant enough to allow them to part ways with a few guys that they haven't been willing to do so thus far during this winter.
It would certainly be interesting to see which of those number of guys you just mentioned would have to be included in a Chris Archer deal. But that would certainly jumpstart this rebuild and take us to the next level to suddenly have that top-of-the-line starter in the mix with everything else. Right now on Braves.com, you got some great stuff, Mark, including a story about Adonis Garcia and really how far he's come in a brief amount of time as far as third base goes. And part of that is just because it's really not another option at this point. So it seems like Garcia, he's going to be the guy unless they go out and they make a move here between now and the start of spring training. How confident are the Braves that he can get it done? And how big a factor was the fact that he was demoted last year to AAA in his turnaround?
It was magical how that happened. I kind of spelled that out in the story. But kind of, I can't remember exactly which day it was. There was a three-game series there in New York, but Bo Porter takes him out to left field, says, here, we're going to hit you fly balls or whatever. We're going to, get some extra work out here. You're going to learn this position because, right now you're proving that you can't play third base. His defensive metrics were historically bad. Even if it was just a small sample size at that point in time, there was plenty of indication he couldn't play the position. So they were looking for the option to have him play left field, and he basically said, I'm not doing it. And they said, okay, you're going to the minors. You're going to play left field down there then. And he plays left field for 3 weeks, basically 17 games, a little more than 2 weeks at least worth of playing time down there, and comes back, doesn't play left field at all, and miraculously becomes at least serviceable at third base. He's not a gold glove winner doesn't even resemble one in any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, he proved serviceable enough there, continued to hit at a spot where he's been a cleanup hitter. He began last year as a cleanup hitter. This year, you could toy with lineups. He's not going to hit above the seventh spot, I don't think. So he all of a sudden he's the seventh or eighth hitter in your lineup. If he provides the production he did during the second half of last year and when he came up in 2015, that's a nice bat to have. And plus, they have some options there at third base. They have Sean Rodriguez, Jace Peterson, or Chase Darno could all play the position. And then you also have Rio Ruiz, who redirected his career. Here's a guy who was a highly touted prospect. He wasn't in the best shape, maybe lost some baby fat over the last year or so. Proved to be a pretty good hitter, especially against right-handed pitching at the AAA level. He's knocking on the door, and you have some other guys coming. Austin Riley still a couple years away, Kevin Maitana, whether he becomes a third baseman. There are options, but for right now, at least Garcia, the way he played the second half of last year, he provides that bridge towards the future because, this is certainly an important position to fill on a long-term basis, whether Rio Ruiz proves to be that guy, Austin Riley, or ultimately Kevin Maitana remains to be seen. But it's nice to the club to have some comfort to know that they can put Garcia out there on a consistent basis next year with the hope that, defensively and offensively, he performs like he did the last 4 months of this past season.
Barring a shocking move like, for instance, trading for Chris Archer or signing a Matt Wieters, in your mind, is this Braves team pretty much done as far as the offseason and what they need to get done? I mean, another position where they could improve is what we just talked about, third base, but it seems like that's not going to happen. So is this team kind of just waiting at this point for pitchers and catchers to report?
I think the one area, I think you can always find an area where you think you can get better. You mentioned some of them there, but one part of that bullpen, there are a lot of big arms there. You've got your late innings. You feel pretty good about what you have in the latter part of the game there with Cabrera, Ramirez, Johnson, Rowe, and even Ian Kroll. But now all of a sudden, let's look at if you you project that makeup of that bullpen. Ian Kroll's your only lefty in the bullpen. Now you look at his splits last year. Yes, he was an effective pitcher, but he wasn't necessarily that effective guy against left-handed hitters. So if you wanted to get a left-handed specialist, if there's somebody that develops in camp that you want to take a chance on, that's fine. They brought Eric O'Flaherty back, but he's had so many injury problems. On a minor league deal here, I don't really see him as a viable option right now, unless he just suddenly regains everything that he had before his elbow started becoming such a problem. I think that's the one area I'd say is maybe find a left-handed reliever, but those aren't necessarily easy to find. Sometimes you got to take a chance on a guy and you get lucky. And if you don't find that left-handed reliever, now all of a sudden you got to hope that you got enough right-handers with some off-speed stuff that can be effective enough against lefties. Because, like I said, Ian Kroll was an effective reliever last year, but if you look at those splits, he's not that guy that you definitely want to bring up. Bring in the seventh or eighth inning of a tight spot right there to match up against another team, Bryce Harper or another tough lefty.
Thanks for tuning in to MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.